Paris Olympics showed how global basketball is better than ever. Many observers often resemble performers on a Sesame Street segment when evaluating opponents playing the United States in international competitions because all they do is count. They count the number of international players who belong to National Basketball Association teams. They add up the cumulative years of NBA experience for those players and come up with misguided assessments of the U.S. side's opponents. Some pundits even count the average age of the opposition, minutes played, and points per game for players with NBA experience, as if any of that matters when it comes to international play. Suffice to say, a lot of assumptions are made, with most of the comments centering on the United States having a complete roster featuring the best of the NBA with a crew of surefire and budding Hall of Famers. The problem, though, is that it no longer falls under the category of cogent analysis, if it ever did. The proof came all tournament long at the recently completed Paris Olympics, but particularly in the gold medal game against France. It's as though many forget that Argentina topped the United States 89-81 in the semifinals at the Athens Games in 2004, or that Kobe Bryant had to save the redeemed team at the 2008 Beijing Games in a 118-107 victory over Spain for the gold. The United States had its golden moment in Paris when superstar Steph Curry sank the last of four three-pointers over the final 243 to seal a 98-97 victory for the fifth consecutive Olympic title for the men in basketball. France scored late to make it a one-point difference, as the mission wasn't easy despite a group of America's elite stars: LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers, Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors, and the Phoenix Suns' Kevin Durant. The game was tight in the fourth quarter, and the fear of losing was real. It was a far cry from the dream team of NBA legends that romped through the field at the 1992 Barcelona Games. "I think the game has gotten so good at the global level and the FIBA is getting better and better," U.S. coach Steve Kerr told reporters after meeting heavy expectations and guiding the team to the Olympic title. "The difference between 92 and the dream team and now is, it was hard to win," Kerr said. "They didn't have much difficulty then, but the world has gotten so good at basketball. So for Steph and Kevin and LeBron to join forces and win a gold medal for their country is pretty spectacular to watch." Before offering that comment, Kerr was asked about the legacy of this 24 squad, and the Warriors coach went deep. "We're going to have a lot of talented players coming up," he said. "I hope that the legacy of this team is to see these superstar players and the emotion, and how much it matters to win. And then, hopefully, the stories will be out there how hard Kevin Durant works every day, and Devin Booker and LeBron and Steph and all these guys. That's the key. We've got a lot of talent in this country. All the young players watching this need to know how hard it is to win, how much goes into it, and how much you have to commit to each other. And that's what this team's legacy can be about." The host side featured a strong collection of players with NBA experience, not just fast-rising star Victor Wembanyama, but also Evan Fournier, Rudy Gobert, Frank Ntilikina, Bilal Coulibaly, and Nicholas Batum all brought valued experience. Gobert was the most decorated of them, while not exactly the most talented, with three NBA Defensive Player of the Year awards and three All-Star appearances. Wembanyama, the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year for the San Antonio Spurs, led France with 26 points. But it was Gershon Yabusele who gave the Americans fits in the first half of the game and finished with 20 points. The fact is, many countries include rosters with NBA experienced players or unproven talent on the rise. Each country has a program that develops the team with a system and a style that caters to FIBA rules and the fast-paced 40-minute game. Serbia, which led the Americans by as many as 17 points in their semifinal before James put together a triple-double effort that led to a comeback and a 95-91 win on August 9, featured two-time NBA MVP Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets, Atlanta Hawks shooter Bogdan Bogdanovic, Nikola Jovic of the Miami Heat, and Vasilij Micic of the Oklahoma City Thunder. South Sudan, with its inexperience and talent short squad, gave the United States a strong run in a one-point warm-up loss to the Americans ahead of the Olympics before being a pushover in the actual competition. So, with the Los Angeles 2028 Games now flashing on the radar screen, the development aspect Kirk touches upon will certainly move to the forefront. James, who averaged a team-high 24.3 minutes at 39, is sure to have a sit-down with Father Time to discuss retirement before the next Olympics. Durant is 35 and Curry 36, so they are doubtful for 28. In this case, it's all about the numbers because the countdown to LA is on as the United States looks to count on a new veteran core for its next run for gold.